The Mind Aware, 713.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through limiting beliefs, make more money. Oh yeah, all that good stuff. I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. If you would like to get your wake-up jolt of happiness every morning to remind yourself that you are a brain trainer and to feel good and to get moving and to get it done, then check out danawild.com/mantra for the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs newsletter. It's free. Did I mention it's free? So today we are going to talk about accountability, staying focused, motivation. We had somebody write in, here's what they wrote. I need help staying focused to take action on one thing. One was all capitalized, by the way. Not to try to do too many things at a time. I need accountability and motivation. I feel like I'm smart enough to get my business off the ground, but I'm not focused enough. I feel like I'm throwing rocks at a lot of little things, but not at the big picture, the goal. So really vivid visual there. Thank you very much for being so clear when you wrote in. That's always helpful because I can totally get what you're talking about. It's funny because at the time of this recording, I am really looking at New Year's stuff, New Year's goals and New Year's plan and, you know, all the ways that, oh, how are we going to do things differently? And what's the big goal? And all of these kinds of dreaming, thinking things that you do at the end of the year. And I was saying this to myself, a very similar story, actually. This story of, I feel like every day I'm just doing the things that need to be done. And, you know, I'm not really making that progress on these big, hardcore goals. And so I had to bust myself too, just like what you're talking about here. I had to bust myself on that same kind of a story. Because one of the fun things that I started doing a year ago is I started keeping track of things using a tool called Notion. And by the way, if you want to learn about Notion, which is amazing, you should definitely check out Mallory Drennan's free stuff that she's got available. I'll make sure that she includes a link with this podcast. So if you want to learn about Notion, do that because it's amazing. But that's a whole nother side story. That's actually a whole nother episode. The benefit of it was that because I've been tracking things in a certain way, I was able to look back a year ago and kind of see the things I was thinking and talking about and doing. And when you have some kind of a journal or a bullet journal or some way of tracking time, it is incredible when you look back. It's not just me, but I've heard this from so many people that you look back and you go, wow, look at who I was a year ago compared to who I am now. Look at the things I was thinking about a year ago, and those things aren't even on the radar yet. I looked at the goals I had in my little bullet journal thing that I had created on Notion from last year, and every goal except one I accomplished this year without even thinking about it, without having a target list of things to do to accomplish this goal and steps and all of this stuff. It just happened because I thought about it, I wanted it, and it happened. That's what it's like being a brain trainer. And I know you know that. I know you have been in this sandbox long enough that you get it, that this isn't about feel bad, accountability. I've got to give myself a consequence if I don't do the things I said I'm going to do. Because building your life and building your dreams and building your business and building the new you and becoming the new you isn't really about the things you do. It's about the things you think. It's about the things you feel. It's about the way you are in the world. It's about allowing more in than what you were able to just think about with that pen and paper, with the brain that you've got at the time you were at. Here's the list I've got of the things I want to do. But when you open up to possibilities and you open up to everything else, suddenly so much more can come in. There's space for that. So with that backdrop, I want to just talk about the story you're telling now, because the story I hear you telling right now is my business would be so much further along if I could stay focused on one thing. And that's the problem. So the problem really isn't that you've got shiny object syndrome. The problem is that that's the story you're telling. You're holding yourself in the place you're holding yourself because you've got this one idea of what people who are successful look like. People who are successful make lists and make plans and set goals, and then they follow each of the steps along the list until they get to their destination, and they're really disciplined and they're really focused and they do one thing after the other and then they get there. And that's a very narrow definition of success. And I know you know that. I don't mean to make it sound like I'm beating you up too much here. You know, it's just the idea that we do this to ourselves, don't we? We can see all the ways we don't measure up and all the ways we should be better. But what we forget to do, and this is what I'm going to encourage you to do, is to know that your style will work for you. Your style will work because staying focused on action, right? This is what you wrote, staying focused on action on one thing. Well, that's not what builds your business anyway. You can stay focused on action all day long, and if you feel bad and have poor expectation, you're not going to get any results. So the only thing that builds your business isn't staying focused on action. If you want to stay focused on something, stay focused on positive thoughts. Stay focused on thinking the big thoughts, of having the big expectation, of thinking the thoughts that allow more in, of dreaming bigger, of loving yourself more, of saying how you're doing just fine and you're on your way and things are coming to you. That's enough. If you want to stay focused on something, go for that. Put some post-it notes up, set some reminders. That's good. But staying focused on one action, staying focused on more action, we have to bust that myth that we're fed by the culture. We have to bust that image of the only one way to success picture that we get from everybody around us. Okay? So you know what to do. You don't need me to tell you. It's a matter of shifting that story. How can I think differently about this? How can I allow more in? How can I feel good about who I am? How can I trust that I'm doing just fine? I'm doing just fine. I don't have to fit in anybody else's mold. I get what needs to be done when it gets done. I know who I am. I know people can count on me. That's important. If people can count on me, then I will get done what needs to get done. I have integrity. I know who I am in the world. I like who I am in the world. I like what I offer. I'm eager to help people. I know that when I open myself up, more gets done than I would have ever imagined because I just allow it to happen. I allow it to come to me. And there's so many different ways that things can happen in my world. Sometimes I do them. Sometimes other people do them. So the other piece I want to make about this, because we're all doing this to some extent or another, I'm going to give you a little tip or a little exercise that everybody you can do to try this out. If you fill in the blank, my business would be so much further along if only I, or if it weren't for, right? My business would be further along except that if only, if it weren't for, like, what's that thing? When you answer that, that will tell you the thing that you're telling the story about. So it could be, if it weren't for my kids, if it weren't for my husband, right? Could be. If it weren't for my procrastination, for my shiny object syndrome, for my disorganization, if I had a bigger list, right? All of these things that we think are the problem aren't the problem at all. The only thing is that are focusing on them and are thinking that they're a problem and us telling the story and regurgitating the same old stuff over and over again. So how do you like them apples? How do you like them apples? Where does that come from? I guess I'm going to have to go look that up after I'm done here because, you know, I like a good phrase origin website. So in short, the bottom line is you're a brain trainer. You know what to do. You have got so much in front of you, so many opportunities, so many choices, and you can relax and follow them in any order or way or shape that you want to. And you can allow in anything that you want to, and you can trust yourself. You can trust your emotions. You can trust your feelings. You can trust that if you're doing something, it's important. And if you're doing something with joy, even better. And if you're following your joy and you move on to something else that's also joyful, win-win. And you can raise your positive expectations with your feelings and your thoughts and know that everything is working out for you. Everything is working out for you. You've totally got this.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.